Stories Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon with the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Brought to you by me. Okay, so we've got ourselves a weekly challenge here, number 148, and the topic is gladiolas. How exactly do you write about a flower that you have sight and scent as a critical part of the experience, but all you have to do with it is words that you hear? This is the challenge, and a bunch of people rose to that challenge, and we're going to find out who goes first. Well, it's who won last week. It was a very close race in the polls. Yes, we have polls. And the winner is Tom. That's right. Tom won. Congratulations. You can find out more about Tom at the link in the show notes. There's a whole bunch of names there and the links that they gave me and the text of the stories. All sorts of useful things for a young growing mind. But in the meantime, let's listen to a seasoned deranged mind.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Abe's Favorite. Mrs. Patterson escorted Mary Todd once more through the garden they had planted at Bellevue Place. "Do write me when the gladiolas are in bloom," said Mrs. Lincoln. "Assuredly, Mrs. Lincoln. And the plans for the plat food? Are they still your wishes?" Mrs. Lincoln spit on the ground and whispered Robert's name. As her carriage rolled out the gates on that autumn day, she mused how uneventful that September 11th morning felt. Years later, when Robert's coffin lid was closed, he was not within, but being carted away to Bellevue in a wheelbarrow. Robert would make the gladiolas bloom.
Thank you, Tom. Remember, you can learn more about Tom through his link in the show notes. It's within the poll up at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Be sure to vote for your favorites, but not until you're done listening to all these stories. Don't just jump the gun and say, "Oh yeah, Tom's was great." Yeah. No, it is great. Sure, but you've got to listen to these all. You wouldn't be giving rookies the chance. I mean, we do have a rookie this week. It's Daniel. Hello, Daniel. How you doing? No, you don't have to wave back. This is a podcast. I can't see what you're doing. No, really, I can't see what you're... Some people. Well, Daniel, let's hear what you've got for us this week.
Hosokawa got eye level with his foe and moved closer to take in the evil essence. His weapon poised to run through the foul being, he closed his eyes. Hosokawa breathed in deep. "Ah, I can smell your fear, my enemy. You shiver and quake at your impending doom. Be at peace, for I will give you the honor a mortal adversary deserves." The swift blow of a trained samurai master was designed for one thing, ending life. He hoisted the weed out of his flower bed and into his pail. Even samurai gardeners keep their skills battle-ready.
Welcome to Samurai Gardener Podcast. We are today going to demonstrate what to do with Hitori Hanzo Ho and how to grow bok choy without using Chinese methods.
Thank you, Daniel. Be sure to check out Daniel's stuff in his link in the show notes. That way, he'll keep coming back for more and more and more, and that we won't lose him like we lose a few other rookies along the way. It's kind of sad, really. But some stay, Some stick around. Some hang out with us. Like, for instance, all of these veterans. One of them being Serge.
Hi, this is Serge. I didn't think I was going to write a story for this week's challenge, because I couldn't come up with one. That is until my lovely wife said something about the gladiolus flowers that gave me an idea. So since this story is a result of her doing, I asked her to read it for me. And here she is for her 37 seconds of fame.
Hi, this is Jackie, and I'm reading this story for Serge. She would always get buckets of exotic flowers, but he gave her just one. Gladiolus, she snorted, surprised but unimpressed. Old lady's flowers. He had disappeared from her life, but she had kept the flower. It was a present she had learned to appreciate with age. Now old, but still alone, she sat in her kitchen and looked at the only true companion in her life, the flower. Its palette of colours as fresh as ever, unchanged. Now, it truly was an old lady's flower.
Isn't she wonderful? Maybe I'll get her to do this again sometime. Thank you, Jackie. Love you. Well, anyway, thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Thank you, Serge. And thank you, Jackie. You know, I record these on Saturday mornings. My wife gets home at around, 10:30 or so, a little later on Friday nights, because of her late shift at work. And let's just say that, well, she won't be recording stuff on Saturday mornings. All right. Who's next? Why, it's Almo! Yes, he's returned. But he didn't record the story, so you know what that means. That's right, here comes
the
midget.
Well, my friend, read. I'll just go ahead and read it. All right. The father looked down at his wife in the hospital bed as she cradled the newborn daughter. Don't do it, he admonished. She will always hate you for it. But his wife was determined and the baby was named Gladiolus Mesmer. 20 years passed. At Harvard's graduation, their daughter accepted their degrees in physics and mathematics. Gladiolus came off stage and hugged her handsome boyfriend. She looked at her parents and said, I have always hated you because of my name. The father turned to his wife and said, see? Nick and I are getting married, the girl said. I am going to be Gladiolus Hammond-a-Dinger. That's a funny name.
Okay, enough with the commentary. You had your fun. Thank you, Almo. Sorry what happened to the story with that little bastard. He screws everything up. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. That's right, Anima Zabaleta. Just saying that name. I'm going to go off and just say that name for a while. You can listen to what Anima has to share with you this week.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for this week's weekly challenge. I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to Hexalia's Hexotics.
I need a special arrangement.
Yes. What mood do you want? Is it for business? Here is a lovely formal design. Lost love reunited, perhaps. Pink roses are perfect.
Friends tell me that you deal in emotional blooms.
Certainly. Currently I have spears of gladiolus, vadiolus, and egadiolus.
Anything more dark or sinister? It's for the rehearsal dinner of my ex and her new trophy partner.
Might I suggest a centerpiece of calla lilies, sunflowers, and penury blossoms? With sprigs of purple violets at each place setting. Bouquets to end any relationship in 90 days or less. Guaranteed.
Let's see Merlin Olsen try to deliver those without beating the crap out of someone. Who's Merlin Olsen? What? Oh, God, you people are young. Youth is wasted on the young. And age is wasted on the old. Thank you, Anima. You can check out more from Anima, Interlink in the show notes. Or you can just go back and listen to all her stories on here. I wish there was some sort of dynamic setup that I could put together and have everybody's stories set up individually, and then you go to the podcast, but it assembles it on the fly. That way everybody's stories can be kept separate, and then you can decide if you want to listen to just all of Anima stuff or all of Guy David stuff. That's right, Guy David. He does the music at the beginning, the end, and this part of the podcast, which is coming right now.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 148. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we are solving the financial problems of the world by putting a beggar at every street corner. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, here is my story for this week's topic, which is gladiolas. Enjoy!
Smooth. Thank you, Guy David. Wow. I like that. You know, and it tells a story, too. I like that story. Next up is Ashley. Yes, that's right. Ashley's back. And I lost the photo with the cats, and I can't stay organized. I really can't. Now it wants to update QuickTime. I just can't focus, you know? And here's an email. Here's an email. Oh, man. What a pain. Oh, well. I'll take care of all this after the show. But first, here's Ashley.
Hi, everybody. This is Ashley. And my story for number 148, Gladiolus, is titled Redneck Class System. And the really sad thing is I grew up with and am probably still kin to a great number of people who talked, think, and act just exactly like this. But, hey, anyway, here you go. Hey, Hank, guess what Eric just got his old lady for Valentine's Day? Said Randy. What? Answered Hank. He said Gladiolus. What the hell? Choked Hank, swallowing chewing tobacco juice. You know, Aeolus, from Hercules, the TV show with all the big boob chicks. I ask what a TV show character, being happy, has to do with Valentine's Day.
Well, what do you say? Asked Hank.
He just shook his head and walked off. That dumb redneck. Man, if I ever get that ignorant, put a bullet in me. Will you? Asked Randy.
No problem, said Hank, spitting on the ground.
Thank you, Ashley. Although there'll be no putting bullets in anyone this week. We're not into that kind of thing. Or maybe not. Next up is Michael S., the first of the two Michaels. You can tell them apart because he's the one who does recordings. Here we go with Michael.
Okay, this is Michael with my weekly submission. Okay, I gave in to my wife always wanting me to learn to dance. I now know how to waltz, bunny hop, cha-cha, and jitterbug. I've even learned the hardest one of them all, the Ola. That dance has the steps of all the others rolled into one. It makes my wife so very happy. I heard her tell her mother the other day, I'm so gladiolas. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Hey, speaking of cheap puns, you should check out Drabblecast this week. They have a bunch of them, although the strange thing is there's not much of a story there. People here, they manage to get a story in and get in the cheap puns. But over there, with a story that's 1,000 words long, it really didn't come together this week. I think I'll leave a comment in the show notes there. And remember, folks, you can leave comments in the show notes here. We don't have any fancy forums or any of that stuff, but we have what we'll probably do for the time being. Next up is Eva Moon. Their album still isn't out yet. Waiting for it to be 3 more songtastic. Hey, by the way, you've got Eva Moon, Brian Baker, a.k.a. K. Cook Martin, and also Louis Valare are all coming out with albums this year. That's right. I wonder who's going to come first. Oh, and there's also Rich Palmer. I think he's working on his as well. It's going to be a banner year for music, folks. But first, here's Eva with her story.
Hello, this is Eva Moon with my first entry for 2009 into the 100-word story contest. I know I've been slacking, but it's time to make up for lost time. The theme this week is gladiolas. Alma stared at the floral arrangement he'd sent, awed by his mastery of the symbolic language of flowers. The messages were clear. Gardenias for secret love, gladiolas for love at first sight, ivy for fidelity, yellow roses for perfect love, and peonies for wedded bliss. It was a proposal in petals. Her eyes misted and her hand trembled as she dialed the phone to tell him yes, yes, yes. Earlier at the florist, nice choice. Special occasion? Nah, there's a big golf tournament the weekend of her sister's wedding. I need to soften her up before I drop the bomb.
You know, what's the point of going to weddings? I've never understood. They should have a party for the divorce. That's when people really want to let loose. Thank you, Eva. Next up is Justin the Space Turtle. I'm not going to do the thing because, dude, speaking of my ringtone. Okay, so the chip in the BlackBerry was constantly coming loose, and I kept getting the system default sound. It didn't matter how well I put it in there, it would still pop in and the battery was holding it down. So Daphne saw that, sent a note to Packet Rat, and sure enough, I'm not sliding the little slider to lock it in place. I didn't know it had a slider to lock in place. Yeah, I know, I'm the person who says everyone should read the documentation, and I didn't read the documentation on the thing. So, I got burned. Let that be an example to you all. Especially me. Anyway, here's Justin with his story.
Space Turtle. Justin Lowmaster here with my 100-word story. I also want to announce I have a new website called thespaceturtle.com. It's easier. You don't have to go to thebeandom.com/spaceturtle, just thespaceturtle.com. There's not a whole lot there yet. Just a reused story and some updates like I wrote today and I got a widget on my sidebar. So you're not missing much, but you could subscribe in your handy dandy RSS feed. And when I do start posting more regularly, instead of writing, because I'm writing stories, trying to get stuff going for my website. But when I get there, you'll be already ready to go with your RSS feed subscribed. And you can just keep up to date with when I do post stuff like, I'm still writing, or whatever. Anyways, today's story is called Cute Lamb. And it's read to us by someone from a kids' TV show that wears a big suit and acts silly. Here we go. The cute little lamb chewed on the blood gladiola that had been planted by an occult member of the Save the Fluffy Animals Foundation. As it swallowed the crimson petals, its eyes glazed to a solid black, and single strands of wool turned to scarlet. The lamb raised its head to the sky and let forth a dread bleat that rent a fluffy white cloud asunder. It entered the farmhouse. Finding the clippers, it wielded them in bloodshot tendrils of wool. From the inside of the house came cries that fractured the calm silence of the meadow. Screams of the farmers sheared terror.
Thank you, Justin. I'll get you in the sidebar there and update it. And wait, you're not in there. How many people don't I have in there? Folks, go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Make sure that your link is in the sidebar there, in addition to in the poll. I think I've fallen behind in my administrative duties, which means all those things that I've been shirking so that I'll have time to do those administrative duties, I kind of shirk them for no reason. But being lazy, yeah, as if that's an excuse. Next up is another reminder that I'm being lazy, Jeffrey of Great Heights. Yeah, he's got his prompts, and I write up stories in the BlackBerry while I'm walking or riding somewhere. And then, when it's time for me to actually record them, oh crap, what day is it due? I need to put a reminder in my BlackBerry so I know that it's late. Anyway, here's Jeffrey. He's come back, and he has a story for you.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 148 with the topic of gladiolas. My story this week is called Hero. It wasn't every day a hero was woken up from suspended animation. Then today was not just any day. It would be the trial for all of humanity. They would be found guilty, of course. How else could the aliens take the planet away? Are you ready for this, Kildorn?
I was created for this.
Do you remember the plan?
Go in, disrupt the trial, kill the head judge.
Right. Just go in and chop his head off, and then everyone will realize we can beat them.
But did we have to call them gladiolas? I feel like a gardener.
This has been Hero by Jeffrey Height. If you enjoyed this story, which I hope you did, please take the time to go out to greatheights.blogspot.com. That's great, H-I-T-E-S, .blogspot.com, and see the other stories just like it. There are lots of other authors that write out there, and you could be one of them if you want. Join in the challenge, weekly challenge, prompt-based stories. Sounds very familiar. The only difference is with Great Heights, 100 words is only the beginning. Oh, did I forget to mention? Last week's contest ended in a 3-way tie. Very exciting. Lawrence, Justin, and Norval Joe all came out of it with 5 votes each. Congratulations to all 3 of you. Just think, folks, that could be you too. Come out and help us determine who wins this week. Will Norval Joe still hold on to his winning streak? We'll have to see.
Yeah, that could be you too. You could be Bono, or you could be Edge, or you could be the other guys in the band, which I don't remember who the hell they are. Oh, you meant you two as in YouTube? You could be, I don't know. I need to get my hearing checked again. I want to make sure that it's degenerating as fast as I hope. Next up is Norval Joe. That's right. You've been waiting for Norval Joe all week. Well, here he is.
Hello, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 148. The prompt is gladiolas. The title of my story is Fertilizer. The teenage boy didn't care that he trampled the old woman's gladiolas, prize-winning plants that she had spent years, even decades, propagating. Hers was the only house in the neighborhood, as yet, untagged by the street gang. One hand held the waist of his baggy pants, the other hand shook the can of spray paint. In his excitement, he didn't notice the tingling of his legs. Sudden shocking pain racked him as vines tore into the flesh of his legs. The plants rose up and pulled him to the earth. By morning, the ground was smooth, the flower bed undisturbed. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, and hopefully my voice will be better.
I love it when people get their comeuppance, or tuppence, or whatever. Thank you, Norval Joe.
You know, I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat for breakfast today. I've got a lot of eggs, and I've got bacon salt. And that'll come together nicely, and we have real bacon. And we have bread, so I can make sandwiches. I'm not going to make them with sausage. I don't know if we have any lettuce, because that makes it really good. We have cheese, so I'm thinking it's going to be egg sandwiches. Oh, those are going to be good. They're going to be yummy. You can't have any. You can't have any. And I don't have any cilantro for them either. I may need to walk to the grocery store, sync up the iPod, walk there, walk back, and I'll get some oranges. And I'll get some bagels too for the week. Although, we're thinking about going to Costco on Sunday. That way we can get 500 bagels and freeze them. And then, like, we'll have bagels enough for, you know, when the economy collapses and there are radioactive mutants going around. Because as we all know, when the economy collapses, that's when the radioactive mutants come out. You know, people get those old alarm clocks and they get the radioactive stuff on there, the radium, and they spread it all over themselves. And they mutate instead of, well, I don't know. Usually when you spread radium, you wind up with cancer. You don't, like, grow tentacles. I mean, I haven't seen, you know, any radium exposure wards with photos of people with tentacles and third eyes and that kind of stuff. Ooh, and mind control. They're supposed to have mind control, too. You know, if my brother had told me that if I licked the hands of that glow-in-the-dark clock, I probably would have if he had said, oh, this will give you superpowers. I wouldn't have thought, where are all those people with superpowers out there that lick the clocks? I wouldn't have thought about that. Kids, they're dumb, but somehow they survive into adulthood so they can be dumb adults. Next up is Mike P. Now, Mike P. did not record his story, so we all know what happens now. Speaking of licking the hands of glow-in-the-dark...
Alright, I gotta read another one. This one's gonna be fun. Okay, here we go. Ooh, this one's gonna be my superhero. Alright. Batman hung against the wall, bound by a thorned vine. Did you know that many plants reproduce sexually? Poison ivy teased. They have male parts. She ran her fingers across his chest. And female parts. She turned and walked away, hips swaying suggestively. Insects pick up pollen from the male parts and then rub them against fertile female parts. Batman knew he had to stay focused. He began cataloging the plants in the room. Nightshade, caladium, hemlock, foxglove, gladiolus, aloe. Screw it. Ivy laid a poison kit on Batman. He noticed a wall of lipstick vine, and then passed out.
You know, folks, it's a little early to be drunk in the morning. But I just saying, you know, I'm not judging. But it's just a little early. Thank you, Mike P. And don't give the midget whiskey. Please don't. Finally, after all these stories about gladiolas, I know what you're thinking. Hey, is there one more? Well, there certainly is. It's by the Mad Bard out there in space, sending out his signal across the distance, and for some stupid reason, you're listening to it. It's the Mad Bard of Planet Z.
His latest experiment gone awry. Voltmaster called for the healer. Her apprentice, nothing more than a shambling green robe, examined the wounded electromage. She took notes, rapidly communicating with a broken shard of mirror.
Healer 12 Trees commands a tea of mint and gladiolas,
she said.
Drink what you can fresh and pour the rest on the burns.
The Voltmaster agreed and aid the assistant with a spool of precious copper wire.
An antiseptic,
she said.
Nice craftsmanship.
She loaded it onto her butterfly chariot, snapped her bony fingers, and rose slowly from the ancient castle.
Hey folks, I want to thank each and every one of you individually for being a part of this weekly challenge. So send me an email at isfullofcrap@gmail.com and I'll send you a thank you. I'll just go, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know that's a little silly, but you know, sometimes I like to know who's listening. There are other times that I don't give a shit who you are. But this week, I think I care. I really do. And it's going to be a very brief window. So I think you should write me and just say, hey, I got you, thank you. And I'm going to thank you again. Because when you go to the store and you put something down on the counter and say, oh, thank you for shopping here. And then they ring it up. Oh, thank you for giving me your credit card. Thank you for taking this receipt from me. Doesn't it make you really, really sick? How many fucking thank yous can someone give? Just be grateful and get on with it. So thank you very much for listening to me rant just now. You can check out more in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You'll see a bunch of stuff there. You'll see links to all the people's sites that they gave me. You'll see the text of everybody's story. You're going to see a way to subscribe through various methods, although I don't know how many of you are actually reading through the website and listening through the website as opposed to getting this automatically synced up in your little media device that you carry with you, and you know you put your headphones on while you're driving. You shouldn't be doing that. It only costs $40 for a dock, but still, you do that, and then wham, you crash into something. Actually, I don't think Ducky was listening to this when she crashed. Never mind. Long story. Well, the music that you're hearing in the background is by Guy David. If you need music for your podcast, I strongly suggest that you drop him a line at guydavid.com, and he'll come up with something. You just listen to it. I'm taking two different tracks. I'm doing the first loop, and then I'm doing the second loop, and then the first loop, and then the second. Dropping out this bit, putting in this bit. It's kind of fun doing that because I woke up early and so I've got time to do this. I think the Mardi Gras parade is going to be in Galveston today, so Gina's got to deal with that, so I've got a free afternoon, so maybe I should take my time with this podcast instead of just rushing it. I could see Garf. Hey, Garf is probably going to be really happy that Chris Baker is back on the station, even though he's up at Minneapolis. Oh, and he's got to do the morning stuff? I wish I could be a part of that. Garf's really fun to be around. Maybe I'll clean up and call him and say, hey, I want to drop by. I'll bring the laptop with, and we'll do sort of a simulcast in Second Life, if I ever get the audio right. Oh, well. Folks, I've rambled enough. Thank you for listening, and we'll have the topic for next week's challenge is going to be up in the show notes. It's already up there. Don't forget Great Heights. Don't forget Drabblecast. And there's another contest going on that's up there. And if you're into writing within Second Life, I'm going to try to find that calendar that someone said, you know, there's this group that's about Second Life writing. I'm not a part of any of those. I just do this. And then people say, why aren't you a part of those? And I'm like, oh, I should be. I should be lending my dozens of listeners and fans over to support those efforts. Because I'm really bad about that. I'm sorry. And if you are one of those people that's listening, write me a note and say, hey, join this. Be a part of it. Don't do all that goofy boat building stuff. Come on, write. We want your writing. Or maybe they haven't done that because they think my writing sucks. Oh no, other people are judging me. Speaking of judging, be sure to go to the show notes and vote for your favorite stories this week. And remember, it's a vote for your favorite stories, not a vote against the ones you don't like. We try to be positive here. I'll see y'all tomorrow with another story. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, unlike this rant, keep it brief. Closing.